So you're establishing your authority. You're also letting her feel like she's safe revealing to you a little bit. Because, yeah, she is nervous. I guarantee you, beyond a shadow of a doubt, she is nervous. Even if she says no, she is. And that's where you just have to smile and nod and go along with it. But you have to know, deep on the inside, she's always nervous about whether or not you're approving of her, no matter what. So asking her this question is so incredibly powerful to a woman. And I can't even begin to tell you how effective it is until you've tried it a few times and seen how it works on women. It also allows them to kind of let their hair down a little bit, if she's realistic or not. And you can learn a lot about a woman. Remember, you're always qualifying. You're always looking to see, is she the right one for me? You have to give her permission to do what she wants to do. Women are looking for that. They need permission from us to do what it is she really wants to do. You see, women in society function under different rules than men do. And this is self-imposed rules. No matter how much you may want to believe otherwise and how much women want to believe otherwise, on a very fundamental level, they still adhere to a certain self-perception. And that perception is that until they prove otherwise, she's a slut. She doesn't want to look like a slut. It's the biggest insult to a woman is that she's promiscuous and she's a slut. Think about it. What's the fundamental, what's the most deadly insult you can hurl at either gender? Well, if you're insulting a guy, you call him a pussy. You call him a wuss. You call him a girl, right? That's the ultimate bad thing to call a guy. It's what we have always, we grew up knowing this. What's the worst thing you can call a woman? Well, some will call her a bitch, but that's not really what they're saying. The worst thing you can call a woman is a slut. She never wants to appear that she's being slutty or promiscuous in any way. This is really, really important to understand because it's the fundamental driver for most of her behaviors. Even in this quote-unquote liberated age of women, she ultimately does not want to look like she is slutty or promiscuous. So therefore, you have to give her permission to do what she wants to do. And that's what we do to let her feel comfortable and safe with giving us this lust response. So you give her a safe zone where she's free of judgment and embarrassment and risk. You create the safe zone around her. And you, after you've done that, after she feels safe where she can reveal her emotions and her feelings and not feel judged by you, you then inoculate a little bit. And this is a little phrase that I use. I always, when I talk to women, I express this in one way or another. I say, you know what? Women have it so tough. You know, even though you're so liberated and everything and, you know, you've got the equality that you always wanted, you still can't show your sexual nature. You can't feel comfortable doing that. And that's such a shame because I know that women really do desire that, no matter how much they may hide it. What am I doing there? I'm giving her permission to express her sexual nature and let her know that she's okay to express it with me. This lets the cat out of the bag. This gives her permission to have the lust response. Give her plausible deniability. Basically, what you're doing is you're setting the situation up and then you're going to use it again later. Plausible deniability is all about giving her the ability to say, I didn't mean to do that. I didn't do that. No, that wasn't me. I remember when I first heard this term, I think it was in the movie Independence Day, when they talked about it, and it's like, oh my God, that's a brilliant concept. Plausible deniability simply means that you can believe when somebody says, wasn't me, I didn't do it, nope, wasn't me. Basically, what you do is you set it up, and what you do is you, during the course of the conversation, you have a reason to get together. Okay, so for example, we've talked, and maybe there was some movie that I told her I had that she didn't know this actor was in, and she's like, oh my God, I got to see that. Well, later on, at the end of the conversation, I come back around to that topic by saying, hey, you know what? You should come back to my place. We can watch that video that I was telling you about. You'll totally dig it. You won't even believe that he did this movie. I mean, it's just unbelievable. He was only about 20 years old, but you know what? You're going to totally dig it. And she's going to go along with that. She will want to go along with that. If you've done everything correctly, this gives her permission to go along with you. What this is it's a veil of, oh, it wasn't my fault. I didn't make sex happen. This is what women ultimately want to project. Hey, it wasn't my fault. I went over there. He put the moves on me, and I went along with it. I didn't make the sex happen. He did it all. It's his fault that he got to have sex with me. I don't know what to tell you. That's what she wants to say. She wants to be able to say that to her girlfriends, okay? So she definitely doesn't want to say, you know what? I just mounted his cock like a wild tigress, and I was a slut. I was his slut for hours on end. She doesn't want to say that. No, not at all. She wants it to happen, and she wants it to just happen to her without her having to influence it. That way she knows it's real. Okay, this is a topic that goes way beyond just seduction. It goes way into the deep psychology of women, and it's something I cover in my later programs, but just recognize that. It all falls under this veil of the plausible deniability. It wasn't my fault. I didn't make sex happen. It just did. Stealth attraction strategy number 4, sensory. Sensory seduction. Really important to engage the senses. You have to get her thinking about sex through sensual words. This kind of goes along with what I was telling you about before, the whole verbing instead of nouning. But you also have to use a reason why to go there. Basically, if you give a reason why, this comes from marketing. If you just tell somebody the reason why for something, they'll go along with it. They've done studies about this. They did a study where a person tried to intrude and try and jump ahead in line. And when they didn't give a reason, they were denied most of the time. The person would just say, no, you go back to the end of the line. But if they gave a good reason why they wanted to cut in line, they would go along with it. It could be a pretty weak reason, actually. Well, same thing applies with women's psychology. As long as you give her a reason why, you can basically get away with anything. So what you do is you talk about someone else's conversation that you overheard. That's an easy way to bridge into sexual conversation with a woman. You can say, oh my God, you're not going to believe this. I feel like I know you so well, so I'm kind of sharing a little bit more than I normally would here, but I was listening to this couple's conversation in a restaurant, and they were talking about how they wanted to have a threesome. This is so hysterical. You see what I'm doing? I'm talking about somebody else's conversation. I could totally make this up if I wanted to, but usually I don't. I do listen to people's conversations. But I use that conversation as a way to bridge her and give her the permission to talk sexually, the reason to go into the sensual zone. I'll also get very overt, and I will also ask a question. Here's a great question to say. So tell me about your hottest sexual fantasy. Come on, you know you've got one, and don't tell me it's one where you and Brad Pitt are in bed together, and she'll go, ooh, I don't like Brad Pitt, and then you can go from there. But that's what you want to do, is you got to play along with it, play the game, because it is going to be a little bit of a game to get her to reveal it. But once you do, it's golden, because when you get her to recount her hottest sexual experience, she is actually recalling memories. And when a woman recalls memories, they don't just come back as memories. They're not just visual images. They come back as emotional feelings. She will relive them. She will relive those memories as she's describing it to you, and she will go back to that state. This is why you can either work with the fantasy question, like I said here, which is tell me about your hottest sexual fantasy, because she will get into that state, or you just get her to talk about her hottest sexual experience. You can say, oh, you know what, you don't give me like the gory details, but tell me what was so hot about it. What was it that really worked for you? How did that make you feel? What was it that really did it for you? What did you feel like on the inside? If you can get good at getting her to recount that, again, this pushes the lust response right up to the front. She will relive that memory and get back into that state. Talk about things in sexual terms. Talk about even the most mundane things in terms of sexual terms, like buying a car. I could easily turn any conversation about a car, any object on the planet, into something sexual. If you just throw it at me, I will find a way. For example, here, let's not even use cars because that's kind of an obvious one. Let's talk about guitars. When I talk to a woman about how I play guitar, and she'll say, well, what's it like? I mean, what is it that you get from guitar? And I'll say, well, there's that feeling of power, you know, as my hands are running up and down the neck. I have that ability to just flow with it, and the emotions just come out of my fingertips as I'm bending the notes, and it's almost like an ecstasy, and you just don't want to stop. See what I did there? I think you did. Engage her emotions on all levels. Get her emotions going on all levels. You want to fire off emotions, positive and sometimes negative. Vocal tone can be very effective for this. Use your vocal tone to get it out. Use a sensual tone. Deep, resonant. I'm trying not to talk as fast as I normally do, and when I do talk slower, I think you can tell how I use this with women. I'm very deep with my voice. It's very resonant, and of course, I become very sensual. I use sensual words, and I pace myself. I take my time, and very frequently, I pause. I draw out the tension of the moment by just waiting a little bit. You hear what I did there? That's all you got to do in conversation to totally drive her over the friggin' wall. NLP. You can use NLP. And a very simple way to do this, and probably the simplest way to use NLP, is just listen to her for how she uses terms to describe things. Does she talk about things either in auditory, visual, or kinesthetic terms? In other words, does she talk about how something sounds to her, how it looks to her, or how it feels to her? Women will talk in one of those primary modes. Like she'll say, that just doesn't click with me. It doesn't sound right. Well, that means she's auditory, which means you're really going to have to work on what she hears. Or she'll say, you know what, I can't see it. It just doesn't look right to me. That's visual. Or that doesn't feel right to me. It doesn't feel good. Or I didn't get a good feel about that. She's kinesthetic. She works on how she feels. I think a significant portion of women are very kinesthetic in that respect. Now, here are the first set of seven words that make her crave you, that make women crave you. What does it feel like when you... What does it feel like when you... Okay? You put this in front of any emotional experience she brings up in conversation. Anything you want. Like you find out that she works at... God, I just pull this out of my hat here. And she works as a chef. Okay? She's a cook. What does it feel like when you're making the food? And she's going to start talking. It's going to bring out emotions. And then you're in that emotional conversation that I talked about. This is what brings out that lust response. What does it feel like? The feel is essential. You have to go. You're like a bloodhound on the scent, trying to find the feeling in her conversation, in her description. Get those feelings out. That's what it's all about. What's your favorite place to be kissed other than your lips? Okay, you can ask questions like this to, again, evoke the lust response. What's your favorite place to be kissed other than your lips? And this is obviously way on the edge here. You got to have some good mojo going, but you will, if you've gotten to this point, you will have that mojo going with her. And this is a great question to ask. Draw out those feelings. What's it like for you when? What's it feel like when you? What's it like for you? Draw out those feelings. And don't and be, seriously, be relentless about this. Don't let her get off with weak bullshit answers, because women will do that. Women know that the second she starts investing in conversation with you, she's hooked. She won't be able to not be attracted to you. This is why women do all these little clever things to avoid conversation with men, because they know if they start talking to him and they get into that conversation, she's going to like him. She's going to want to bang him. Women know this on a very primal level. That's why they avoid answering too many questions. They avoid giving too much information. They avoid engaging in any way in the conversation with you. That's how they do it. So you need to know that. And use that question I just gave you. What's it like for you when? And use that whenever you see her light up about something in conversation, or she tells you about a positive emotional experience of some kind. Get her to keep talking about it. Get it to come out, and it will change her state. And again, we are bringing out the lust response. This is how women feel sexual. Don't talk about tangibles. Don't talk about facts unless they lead to emotions and feelings. This is a big mistake most guys do. They talk about facts and stats and numbers and all that BS that not a single woman really gives a shit about. Okay? Don't talk about any of that stuff unless it leads to talking about emotions and feelings with her. Men, again, they talk about data and statistics, whereas women are all about talking about feelings and sensations. Just listen to the words women use when they talk. You'll hear it immediately. Now I'm going to give you another bonus seven words before we're done here, so hang on. Stealth strategy number 5 is physicality. Close encounters is what I call this section. The longer the woman talks to you and the more attention she gives you, the more you're going to turn to face her. So you're going to start out by giving her what I call the incredulous stance, which is you're kind of turned towards her, but not really. You're also kind of turned off in the distance. Your head might be looking at her, but your body is saying, I might go over there in a minute. All right? Very important that you do this, because it's a way of qualifying. It's a way of showing that you're not giving her unconditional acceptance. Too many guys walk up to a woman, face her directly, and just give her all their attention, and they look like total idiots when they do that. You have to relax a little bit and give her the attention that she earns. Let her earn it. The more you approve of her, the more you let her in, the more you turn to face her, and that's the progress that she gets. This gives her a sense of accomplishment, which makes her feel invested. It's the same way the video games addict us. Once we feel like we've invested in the game, like my PlayStation tells me I want a trophy, the more I want to keep going and earn another trophy. And this is the same thing that women do in conversation. We are qualifying. Use proximity and touch to draw a woman in and to push her away. The other side of the equation is not what most guys talk about. Use proximity. Proximity is how close you are to her. and you touch her on the arm occasionally, and you know how to get close to whisper in her ear, and you then push her away. You say, oh my God, you're crazy, you got to get out of here. And you push her away. By pushing a woman away, she's going to feel what? That the connection has been lost and she has to re-earn it. Yes, my friend, you're catching on to my ways. You need to be near a woman, all right? So make sure you are close to her and you're in control of the distance between you. Proximity is a factor in creating emotions with a woman. Remember that. You'll notice this when women touch each other on the arm. When they think they've offended a woman, the first thing they do is they reach out and touch the woman. What this does is it level sets emotions. It brings down any anxious or negative feelings in the other woman, and it brings them back down to the woman who feels like she might have offended. That's what they do. And it's very subtle, but it's there. So a woman has to see your vulnerability, all right? This is another part of the conversation, and it does fall into the whole proximity thing a bit. She has to see your vulnerability, and this tells her that she could get close to the elusive male heart. And you express this through your body language and through your, again, your physicality and your proximity. The closer you get to her over time, you let it be a progression, she's going to feel like she's winning the game. She's going to feel like she's just like she's playing on the PlayStation. She's actually getting closer to you, and that's going to give her a feeling of reward and that she might be able to get close to your heart, because women don't think that they can honestly get into a man's heart. They believe it's one of the hardest things for them to do. The ass smack. This one's an edgy one, but it does work. You can smack the side of a woman's leg to be less forward when you do it, but this one thing is a turn-on for women if it's done correctly. And it's a simple smack on the butt. And it can be done with the fingertips so it isn't offensive. You don't reach in and cup her ass cheek and squeeze. You just give her a little bit of a smack on the butt that lets her know, oh my God, you are such a bad girl. You need a spanking. Here, turn around. And you just give her a little playful swat on the butt. This is just an incredible turn-on for women. I can't even begin to explain it to you, and you probably are sitting there going, no way, Carlos, I would never do that, but guess what? That is the problem right there. You got to believe that this stuff is doable in context. When you get to that point and you're playful enough and you're getting to this progression that I'm giving you, the lust response is automatic. You can't stop it from happening, and this will seem totally natural in that situation. All right. Again, we're not being lewd, we're not being crude, we're not being a jerk, we are simply being playful. And then you can use the side of her leg. Instead of smacking her on the butt, you smack her on the side of her leg and say, oh, you're such a naughty little girl. The hair grab. You pull at the fine hairs at the nape of her neck, right where you see in the picture here, okay? When you tug on those fine hairs, it actually is an automatic response in women. It's automatically flipping a submissive switch in her, and it automatically gets her wet. I can't think of any other way to tell it to you than that, but that's what happens. It makes her respond that way physically. And all you do is just run your hand up the back, the part of her back between her shoulder blades and up into her hair, and as you pull her in to say something to her, and it will totally freak her out in a good way. I don't mean a bad way. It'll totally make her hot. You're going to see her physicality will change, I guarantee, right at that moment. Another thing to do is to whisper a secret in her ear to gauge her comfort level with you physically. This is a way of testing the waters a little bit. You may have heard of the kiss test where you reach in and smell her hair and say, oh my God, your hair smells so wonderful. And that's a test because if she doesn't pull away or she doesn't act weird about it, that means she's ready to be kissed, because she was kind of secretly hoping that that reach in that you were doing to smell her hair was going to be a kiss. Okay, it's a test. You can use whispering for the exact same sort of thing. And that's all you're doing is you're testing the waters to see how comfortable she is around you. If she does pull away or she doesn't look like she's ready, all it means is get back to work. It doesn't mean you're rejected. If she's still there talking to you, it's just a way that she's saying, I don't know. Don't immediately turn into a wuss. Get back to the principles I've talked about. But then again, it probably won't happen to you if you've done anything I've taught you so far. Move in and out of range. I call these strafing runs. You move in and out of closeness with her in proximity to test her acceptance. And that's all it is. You get in close, you see how she responds to it. You move away from her, see if she comes closer. You do these strafing runs to gradually acclimate her to your presence and your distance to her. Works really, really well. Stealth attraction strategy number 6 is balance. You must have both challenge and pursuit in your energy with her. Okay, this is projecting a confident vulnerability. If she doesn't think that she's seeing the real you at any point, a woman will not trust you enough to sleep with you. If she doesn't think she's seeing the real you, she will not trust you enough to sleep with you. Very important for you to remember that. That's why you have to be confidently vulnerable. So what you do is you do what I call the damaging admission. This is where you reveal something potentially damaging to you, but in a good way. All right? I'll give you an example from just my personal experience, and you can do this literally on job interviews. On job interviews, they would always ask me, so what's one of your faults? Now, that's, of course, the dumbest asked question to ask somebody is, hey, why don't you tell me something that would make me not want to hire you? So the obvious thing to do is to turn that question around into something that makes you more attractive. So I would say, you know, if there's any weakness I have, it's that I get way too wrapped up in my work. I mean, I'll just work right through my lunch sometimes, and I won't even notice that the time has passed by. And it's just, you know, I got to get better at that, but it's one of the things I do a lot. Of course, that's an awesome thing for them to want. They'd be like, great, we want you to make that mistake at our company. And the same thing happens with women. Whenever you reveal something that's potentially damaging, you do it in a good way. So you say, this is what I would say is, you know what? I've got this soft spot, and I don't even know if I should tell you this. Forget it. I didn't say that. And then, of course, she's going to go, what? And this is where I'm making her draw it out of me. This is how you get her invested. Remember, this is important. So I'm reluctant to divulge this, and I pretend that. And then when she finally pulls it out of me, I'm going to go, oh, okay, well, my favorite chick flick of all time is Titanic. Look, don't tell anybody about that. It's going to be our little secret, but I get a little bit weepy, especially every time I see that scene with Rose and Jack, and they're on that door out in the Atlantic, and I'm like, oh, my God. It just gets me every time. Now, is that something really bad? No, she's going to find that awesome that I would admit that. But it's the only thing I'm going to give her, right? And that works so well. You got to remember, you can't be the hard-to-get guy all the time. She has to see the possibility of winning you at some point. You can't be too hard to get. You can't be hard to want. Women don't actually want you. This is hard for guys to understand, but I'm going to explain it to you now. Women don't really want you. They want the imaginary feeling of adoration and being adored that you would bring to her. They want the imaginary feeling of adoration that you would bring to her. That's what they're imagining when they think about being with you. That's it. She wants to be basically worshipped. So remember, we don't fall in love with a person. We fall in love with the feelings we get around them. We don't fall in love with a person. We fall in love with the feelings that we get when we're around them. It's an important principle. So one of the things you're trying to do as you're creating this duality of both being the chaser and the challenge is you want to challenge her every so often. And what I like to do is I give her this denial where I'll say, oh, look, don't try anything. I can tell when a girl's trying to get in my pants. I can tell when you're trying to play that game. Yeah, you're acting all coy and all that, but I know your game. You're not going to get there with me. And I'll play that game. Again, it's a role reversal, right? Because women are not used to guys being reluctant or being the ones to resist a woman's interest, and it's a great test, and that's why I use the don't try anything tactic. Or I'll say something like, we will not be having a sleepover tonight. I've got a work meeting in the morning, and I can't be sleepy for it, so put that out of your head. Or seriously, you got to stop trying to turn me on like this, okay? You got to stop that because it's not working on me. Or I won't let it work on me, or maybe I will a little bit, but it won't work in the long run, I promise. That's how you play it. Pursuit. Here's where most guys get this formula wrong, dead wrong, when they pursue women. If you're not showing her that you would give her the attention and chase that she desires, nothing else is going to work. You can't be too hard to get. A lot of these pickup artists don't get this, and a lot of guys that try these new attraction tactics don't get this. Ultimately, a woman has to see that you would give her this unbelievable attention and nurturing and adoration that she wants. And if she doesn't see that that's possible, it doesn't matter how challenging you are because she doesn't want what she can't see you giving her. So she has to believe on some level that you would be able to satisfy that desire. And more importantly, you get her to invest enough in you to make it happen. And more about that in the next strategy here. Use callback humor. Use callback humor. This is a great tactic to use. You call her, like if she's a nurse, you text her and say, hey, my naughty nurse, what are you up to? Use this frequently because it gives you a sense of familiarity with her, and it increases that connection bond. Or if this is some gal that does insurance applications or something like that, you could say something like, hey, make sure you don't think about reviewing applications in the nude. This one is really deadly, okay? This is something you would text her and just kind of like bring out that sexual side. But you see what I'm saying there? Make sure you don't think about don't think about is a ninja trick. It's like saying don't think about a pink elephant in the room. What's the first thing you just thought of? You just saw a pink elephant, didn't you? Dude, I totally tricked you. That's how it works with women. And you're not guilty because, hey, you said don't think about it. You didn't tell her to think about it. It's so ninja, and it slips in so perfectly. And that's why I use it all the time. Telling her not to think about something that you want her to think about works all the time. Here's another strategy. The three things I like about you. Okay? What you do is you create two things that are very insightful. Number one and number two are very insightful things you can say about her. They're flattering. They have nothing to do with her appearance. Okay? So read her personality a little bit and say, you know what? I like how kind you are and how much you value your friends. But number three is, you know, I can't tell you what that third thing is, because if I do, you might stop doing it. So I'm not going to tell you. Creates unbelievable curiosity and great sexual tension. And she'll push, again, she's going to push you to want to know. Say something like, I never meet girls like you. This is great to say. Again, it falls under the pursuit side of it, but it makes her feel unique and special, something she really needs to feel. She has to believe that she's unique and special. That's what women are really looking for, and guys look for that too. Okay, our final stealth attraction strategy, number seven, is plan. You must have a plan, and you must be constantly escalating and progressing on that plan. Always, always, always. You have to be on a methodical path to get her into bed. It's a constant moving forward, and I've been giving you that strategy here, or a good portion of it. You got to be working down this path relentlessly. To get to the bedroom with her so that she's pulling off her panties and begging you to bang her, you need to keep up each one of these steps that I've given you. You got to keep doing all of them. You got to keep it moving forward every single time you're with her. Keep calm. Push forward. Keep going. Don't let up. All right. If sex takes longer than 3 dates, you're not moving it fast enough, and you're not amping it up enough. I seriously, I cannot think of a woman in the last, well, before I've been with Jen now for years and years, I cannot think of any woman that it took longer than 3 dates or so, or maybe 4 if I pushed it. You don't actually have to have sex, but you have to know that she would have had sex with you. That's the important point there, all right? Let me give you a quick story. This gal from New Zealand that I was dating for a little bit, I met her actually at a speed dating event. And on the second date, it was the day before she was about to go away to New Zealand. She was going to visit her family, and I knew she was going away, and we were messing around on the couch, and she was literally, like, pushing her crotch into my hand. I'm not kidding you. This is crazy. And at the time, I was like, you know what? I'm feeling like I could wait a little bit. So I just kind of like let it stay where it was. I didn't push anything further. Got her all hot and bothered, and I said, oh, man, I cannot wait till you get back. And she's like, neither can I. And then, of course, when she got back, she said, you know what? I desperately wanted to fuck your brains out that night before I left. And I said, yeah, I know, but it's so much better when we got together after you got back, isn't it? Now, that's the kind of level of power you want to get to. You want to get to the point where she literally is handing it over to you. That's how you know it's real. That's not how you know you've got command of this lust response. So if you let off the heat from cooking food, or if you stop pedaling when you're on a bike on a hill, or if you let off the gas in your car, what happens? You start to roll back, don't you? The food stops cooking. The bike starts rolling backwards. The car starts rolling backwards. It all slows to a halt fast. And this is the nature of energy. You cannot let slack in the rope fall into the rope when you're using this push-pull energy with a woman. This is so important. So bring in jealousy every so often. Mention other women, non-sexually, just mention them as friends of yours. Let her create this jealousy if she wants to, but you're being perfectly reasonable. She's just a friend of yours, okay? Get her emotionally involved. Even negative emotions like jealousy have their place when they're used. Don't manipulate her. Don't tease her and don't drag her through the mud, but it's okay to talk about women in your life, and you should, because you're also testing her to see how well she handles it. There's plenty of women out there that don't handle their emotions very well, and you need to know those women. You can never stop being a challenge to her if you want to keep her interest. Plain and simple, you just simply can't do it. You cannot let that happen, because once you do, she's going to relegate you to the friends-only bin. Women naturally fear distance, and they will create distance between you two to have you prove your feelings. This is what women do. This is why women push you away when they're mad at you. Wouldn't you think that if a woman is mad at you, she'd want to pull you closer to kind of reestablish the feeling? It's what guys feel, right? No, what women do is they push men away purposefully so that he will have to reach out and pull her back. Because when he does that, that's proof to her nervous system that he really does want her, that he really is into her. It's crazy logic, but that's how women think. So always be leading her forward. Don't be a control freak, but don't let her think you don't know exactly what's going to happen next. In other words, you always know what's going to happen. Oh, when we get together next week, it's going to be awesome. Everything is already, it's already in your head. It's a foregone conclusion. Okay, now for a bonus 7 words that make her crave you, use these. Our first kiss is going to be incredible. Our first kiss is going to be incredible. Those 7 words are going to really knock it out of the park for you. That really gets the lust response going. And this probably should be said the very first time you meet her. Because if you're not getting that sexual energy up to the point where you can say this, it's probably not going anywhere. You're probably not hitting the gas hard enough. All right? So use that phrase. You look at her for a second, or you're walking down the street. It doesn't matter what you're doing. You stop for a second. You look at her and go, you know what? Our first kiss is going to be incredible. And then you go on about your day. You go doing what's going to happen next. And you just act like you just basically put this out there in the future. It's going to happen, and she's going to be like there. Now she's going to think about it nonstop. That's all she's going to think about is that first kiss. All you got to do is take it when you want it. This sets up a bunch of psychology in her brain. First, you're going to kiss, right? She'll probably want to challenge you back on this, but don't reply or feed into any of those loops. When a woman challenges you back on something you say, you just smile and nod and let her talk. When a woman challenges your challenge, you cannot give that loop any energy. No energy at all. Don't deny it. Don't push it. Don't do anything. Just smile and nod. Second, what the saying that does when you say our first kiss is going to be awesome, you're setting up anticipation. And third, it assumes that you and her together is a foregone conclusion. You've already got a plan. She knows it. You know it. It's going to happen. Just wait for it. And that suspense is going to kill her. Okay. So I've just given you dozens and dozens of lethally effective stealth attraction strategies here. Now, these slip in under her radar and are virtually undetectable. You can never get caught using this stuff. That's the beauty of the stuff I teach. Now, earlier I mentioned to you that there is a special kind of guy that can say almost anything to a woman and he can get away with it. He's the kind of guy that women desire more than any other kind of guy. In fact, this kind of guy can make almost any woman obsessed with having him to the point of almost stalking him. And the hotter the woman is, the easier it is to turn her into a wild sexual animal that will do almost anything to please you. I'm serious about this. The more attractive a woman is, the easier it is, because her psychology is not as sophisticated as a great deal of the other women out there, and it's something that's been proven out time and time again. Now, if you'd like to discover his formula, the secrets of making women sexually obsessed with you, if you want to know the covert methods that he uses and that you can use to create this instant sexual desire with women, just click the link you see below this video. You can learn more about it. If you've got that special woman in your life that you would love to have as your girlfriend or just a friends with benefits, even if you want that, okay, just a little fuck buddy, then you need to get the unfair advantage over the other guys out there who want her too. And there are guys out there that want her too. Imagine that there's a party at the top of a hotel. You and I are going to that party, and there are tons of hot women up there that are just, they're dying, and they're waiting for guys to spend the night with, okay? That's all they want to do is they're waiting for guys to show up. Most guys end up taking the stairs to get up there, and up until now, you've probably been taking the same stairs too. It's exhausting, and it's slow. It takes forever, but I can get you on the express elevator that is just a push of a button from that party. It's just a few seconds away. It'll get you to the top of the building fast. And besides, everybody knows the stairs never go all the way to the top. They never get you into the penthouse. What used to take forever and probably almost never worked for you is now your VIP pass to the women and the life that you deserve to have. Don't let some other guy take your spot on the elevator. Don't let the doors close on you. This is Carlos Zuma, and it's been a pleasure working with you. Click the link below, and let's head up to the party right now.